This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. A new study shows the Supreme Court's Hearst decision is costing the state $7 billion per year in unrealized economic activity. The study by the Building Industry Association shows the ruling makes it difficult and costly for rural and suburban property owners to obtain permits for new wells. Senator Tim Sheldon says it's kicking rural Washington while it's down.
Well, I think the extremely high number, over $7 billion potentially lost each year in economic activity, is just astonishing, because rural economies are already suffering in Washington. As everyone notes, the Amazon activity in Seattle, the good economy in the Puget Sound area in general, is not shared by the rest of the state.
Sheldon says the environmentalist numbers don't add up.
The environmentalist concern about this is unfounded. It's not based on science. And I think it's maybe a desire to have the rural areas always remain the same. And I don't see any big changes coming from the rural areas except no development.
Sheldon says it's become too political.
I feel that the compromise that we're reaching here would certainly pass if the Speaker of the House would allow it to come to a vote in the House of Representatives. We've already passed a bill in the Senate with bipartisan support four times.
Listen tomorrow for more on this study and how the rural landowners are the real environmentalists.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.